Body Worlds features real and human animal corpses that have been preserved through a process called plastination. It involves replacing fluids and many fats with silicone rubber and epoxy. After appearing in 40 cities on 3 continents over the last 10 years, Body Worlds opens today at the Milwaukee Public Museum. German physician Angelina Wally is the exhibit's conceptual designer. She says there's an important reason to display both healthy and diseased bodies.
To show people how beautiful and wonderful our human body is, but at the same time, how vulnerable it is.
Wally says people in other cities who have been uncomfortable about the exhibit have simply stayed home, including some religious groups. But the Milwaukee Museum is counting on hundreds of thousands of people from much of Wisconsin and northern Illinois to pay extra money to come see Body Worlds. Museum President Dan Finley contends he's not worried about the public being too squeamish to see exposed bones, muscles, and organs, and in some cases, bodies sliced into sections.
It's very scientific. You can learn about anatomy, physiology, those kinds of experiences that you couldn't ever have before unless you were in medical school.
Finley contends the museum, which is coming out of serious financial problems, is not at risk again if attendance for Body Worlds falls short of expectations. Companies that sell life insurance and medical equipment are among the main sponsors of the exhibit. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.